State tourism officials are considering closing or transferring 4 more state parks. The agency, like many, has had its budget cut over the past 4 years, but as State Impact's Logan Layden reports for KGOU, the decision to defund state parks is about more than money.
Along the sandy shore of Lake Keystone at Walnut Creek State Park, Amy Coulter and her husband watch their granddaughter splash in the shallow water as they lament the state's decision to end its lease of the wooded 650-acre peninsula of campsites and horse trails Coulter says has the best beaches in the area.
Honestly surprised about that because there is always a lot of people out here. And I was just kind of shocked that they were going to close it down. I think that as worried as they are about tourism, maybe they should be worried about the local impact as well.
Farther down the beach, Sean Pelkey says locals have started a petition to keep the park open.
I guess they needed, the last I heard was like 50,000 signatures.
The state leases the land from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and in October will break the lease a year early. The park will close unless the Corps can find someone else to operate it. The Corps' Kent Dunlap says tribal, county, and local governments, as well as commercial interests, are all being considered.
We've had discussions with some different groups right now, and I'd be hesitant to, I don't want to put them on the spot, but there is some interest.
The story was similar in 2011 when the state spun off 7 parks that were eventually all saved by local communities and tribal governments. State officials cited budget cuts as the main reason for having to unburden itself of parks then and now. But standing on the grounds of Huebner Runestone Park, formerly Huebner Runestone State Park, Democratic Representative James Lockhart says budget cuts are just a convenient excuse to advance an agenda.
You know, I came into the legislature in 2010, and that was the year that Governor Fallon came in, and Governor Fallon appointed Debbie Snodgrass as the Director of Tourism. And 2 weeks into her new job, she starts closing state parks. So I'll just have to say that's part of their agenda.
Snodgrass declined State Impact's request for an interview, but State Parks Director Chris Merrick says the government's attitude toward state parks has changed since Governor Fallon took office.
What Debbie Snodgrass brings to the table is a reality check.
Merrick says the new reality reflects the priorities of leaders at the state capitol.
There are certain core services that are going to get the lion's share of funds, and guess what? State parks isn't on that list. Many people might be surprised, but those advocates are not the ones that are lobbying at the Capitol. In reality, it's education, it's corrections, it's roads, it's things that people see as core services. Am I happy that a core service is not state parks? No.
And there are 3 more state parks, Little Blue, Snowdale, and Spring River, all on Grand Lake, the Department of Tourism is considering cutting. Merrick says many factors determine a park's fate when budget cuts loom: size, attendance, profitability, historical significance, and ownership, among others. Money is only one part of the equation.
Do we need more parkland in Oklahoma? Absolutely. Yes, we do. We have a deficit. Less than 5% of the land in Oklahoma is public land. But do we want to lose state parks? Not really. We would choose other options.
Merrick says budgets are still getting tighter. It seems unlikely the loss of these parks will spur a greater appropriation from the state, so this might not be the last time another government or organization has to step up to save a former state park. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaborative project between Oklahoma's public media stations. There's more online at kgou.org.